Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, HOLO is here to help. HOLO is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, HOLO has something for everyone. HOLO is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Well, like that woman at the well in John's Gospel, every once in a while, we get an I've never been through this before kind of moment in life. The current coronavirus phenomenon is surely one of them. My guess is there's nothing in your past that is quite like the COVID-19 pandemic. Depending upon your age, you've experienced various national emergencies and natural disasters, but this situation has already eclipsed anything that happened in those experiences and scenarios. In terms of our daily lived experience, border lockdowns, travel restrictions and bans, canceled seasons, canceled classes, hoarding and stockpiling, empty stadiums, empty theaters, empty shelves, empty churches. Daily life has changed rapidly in just the last week, perhaps in the last few hours, who knows? People have had many feelings these last days, especially feelings of fear. Fear of illness, fear of economic downturn, fear of daily disruption and long-term changes to our culture and our way of life. As believers, we know perfect love drives out fear. Christ's perfect love for us is what we remember and celebrate here in the Eucharist. St. Paul's words in today's second reading provide exactly the instruction that we need. Paul writes, "The love of God has been poured into our hearts. This hope does not disappoint." This hope does not disappoint. We know what our faith tells us to be true. We know where our hope lies. These are not questions. Even in times of crisis, these are not questions for us. The question for us is how to respond. As believers, as Christ followers, when circumstances are changing daily, even hourly, when confusion descends and dominates, how do we respond? What do we do? Well, the following five points that I found this week from a pastor friend of mine, Carrie Niewolf, sum it up perfectly, I think. Pastor Carrie suggests that, first of all, for believers, when it comes to a time of crisis, it's about leadership. Be a leader, not a reactionary. Whether you're a business owner or executive, a teacher, a trainer, a coach, a parent, a grandparent, a student, a team member, probably whatever station you serve in life right now, you're a leader. At least you can be. You're a leader when people are looking up to you, watching you, listening to you, taking their cues from you, following you. And the challenging thing about leadership during times of crisis is that you have all the emotions everybody else does. You're thinking about your own health, your own family, your own freedoms and fears, your investments. You know, in recent days, along with everything else that's been coming at us, there's been name-calling and fear-mongering. And it's more than just unkind. It can wreak havoc on our life together, in our community, and our world. The job of believers is not to react to what's happening in those kinds of emotional ways. It's to lead people through what's happening by your good and solid example, your thoughtful, prudent approach to what's happening, your faith that's guided by hope in Christ. Be a leader. 2, embrace sacrifice, not selfishness. Perhaps the thing that disappoints me the most, both in myself and in what I see in the media, is the selfishness that people, including church people, are displaying in the midst of this crisis, from stockpiling to the stock market. I feel all those instincts too, and I realize they're wrong. A crisis, any kind of crisis, brings out what's best and worst in all of us. Our worst self is selfishness and self-righteousness. Our best self, in times of crisis and any time, is not selfishness, but self-sacrifice. And the sacrifice you show as a follower of Christ will bring out the sacrifice in others. Not to mention serving as the most compelling case for the truth of your faith. I'm not saying you shouldn't feed your family or take every possible safety precaution. Of course, you should and must. But how about checking in on elderly neighbors, preparing meals or doing shopping for the sick, maybe even financial assistance to those who lose jobs or income? The needy are every bit as needy. Those who are lonely or alone are even more so these days. The young can be especially anxious and confused. Above it all, there's prayer. Prayer for one another throughout this crisis. That can be the most powerful act of sacrifice and service. Embrace sacrifice. 3, seek wise counsel. The partisan politics that accompanied our introduction to this crisis were unhelpful and led to overreaction and underreaction, which leads in turn to division and misunderstanding. Social media is also proving uneven and often unhelpful as well. Frankly, I found myself underreacting, dismissive of some of the more alarming scenarios being presented and judgmental of the people presenting them. I was wrong. I was wrong and very much misjudged, or at least misunderstood the unfolding situation. Believers should seek balance and wisdom in the midst of a quickly changing and increasingly frightening situation. The mandates on Thursday from the governor, followed quickly by more from the archdiocese, were unexpected and left us as a parish staff struggling to understand how they could all be honored. But discussion and prayer with the right people around the table led to a solid plan for the immediate days ahead, beyond wishful thinking or keeping the blinders on. Stay tethered to wise counsel in the days ahead. 4, deepen trust. One overriding question we should be asking is how we can deepen trust through and beyond this crisis. Because you know what? One way or another, this crisis will pass. They all always do. If you embrace a humble, sensible, God-honoring attitude of service and charity, of prudence and wisdom, you and your family, you and your friends, you and your classmates, you and your business associates will enjoy greater trust and deeper fellowship on the other side of all this. Having been together through a crisis, you'll be able to tackle much more together beyond the crisis. And what is true for each of us individually is true for us as a parish family. We can come through this stronger together. Number 5, broker hope. People's spiritual instincts and interests, their questions and concerns get triggered in moments like these. Sharing with them the good news of the gospel in subtle and simple ways that are easy and accessible to you can be more effective right now than ever. A world struggling with disease and death needs both the hope of the resurrection and the power of a God who suffers with them and for them. Hunger for the word of God and the truth that is Christ will likely be awakened through this crisis in a way that it hasn't been in years. A generation that's sick of hype is ready for hope. Let's not miss this opportunity. Let's not waste this crisis.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.